7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What is going on here? This is just weird. This is a strange way to begin a show. What show are we listening to? The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Yeah, things are a little bit weird today. I don't know what's going on. I do not know what's happening. Do I know who I am? Yes, I do. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink and pour tea, so let's do that. Yes, oh yes, do I have the good stuff out today? Yeah, I do. I can smell it. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yes. I'm drinking the good gingin may today. Why? Because I need the good gingin may today. We've got strange weather. Oh, it started raining. There was some thunderstorms, but they weren't really storms. They were just short squalls overnight and early this morning. And it's very, very humid. It's so humid that it is kind of messing me up today. Kind of a little bit, kind of a lot. Got the sinuses going. I got my hip doing that thing. So what are we going to do today if we're not going to go outside? Because it's way too humid. And it does occasionally rain a little bit every once in a while, but it seems like just minutes ago it rained for about 45 seconds. So, whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. It's going to be a heavy tea therapy sort of day. Oh, I think, however, I want to leave this room, so let's gather up some of this stuff here. Oh, and see what's going on in the rest of the house. We'll open the door here, and I think the first thing I need to do is check the actual temperature. Because if it's above about 20, 21 degrees, about 70 for Americans, we can't go outside. But I haven't actually checked the temperature because, well, I'm lazy, and oh my God, we can't even check it here because it's so cool in my house that all of the outside humidity, because of the rain and stuff, is condensing on the windows, and I cannot see out the windows to check the temperature. Okay, this thermometer, I can almost kind of read. Yeah, it says 22. Yeah. Actually, I don't need to check. If there's so much condensation on the windows that I can't see out the windows, then can't go outside. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that maybe it was about, you know, 19 or 18 degrees, like 67 or 66 degrees American. And then we could go outside and get rained on. Because that's fun. That has happened in the past. That has happened numerous times on the Dubious Goals Committee. But it's not happening today. Okay. Am I going to be able to sit down? Oh, let's find out. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, this is kind of working out. Oh, and look who just showed up. Hi! Who's this? Who's this fluffy guest on the radio? Do you want to be on my radio show? Do you want to talk on the radio? I don't think you're going to talk because you're a kitty. All right, so are you going to stay here and should I assemble the kitty pit? Or are you going somewhere? What are you doing? Why are you so squinty? Have you been sleeping? I think the cat has been sleeping. What a surprise. A sleeping cat? What? Yeah, you're a good berber. Okay, now that we're getting organized, yeah, get in the kitty pit. There you go. All right, now that we're organized, we can finally get into some dubiousness. And, oh my God, speaking of dubious, it looks like England Tobe is up to something very strange today. Although that is not his real name. His real name is Sam Battle. So let's check in with Sam Battle to see what lunacy he is up to today, because this is looking insane. What are you going to do with all those Teletubbies? Teletubbies. You heard me the first time. Digital media, please.
Teletubbies, you know, Teletubbies? Teletubbies, yeah, these Teletubbies. I don't know what else to say about them except they're Teletubbies.
Yeah.
So a bit of an explanation of what we've got here. Well, over the past two or so years, I have been hunting for this specific type of mid-1990s dancing Teletubby toy. And they're a little bit hard to come by, actually. There's not many of them that still work. And amazingly enough, you'll notice that I've just got a bunch of Po's and a bunch of La-Las, and that's because Tinky Winky and Dipsy, well, they are few and far between, and whenever you can find them, people seem to want too much money for them. I do happen to have one Dipsy. I nearly said Tinky Winky. I have got one Dipsy, but that was by pure chance because it was actually labelled as a Lala. I know, problems. This isn't even all of them. I've been collecting them for a fair while, and the reason why I've been collecting them was basically because I knew one day I would find a use for them. And until that point, I just, without questioning it, you know, bought one a month, maybe two a month, and it's sort of like having a phone contract, but instead of having a phone, you just have a load of dancing Teletubbies. Since the museum had opened and become a bit of an entity, these were basically just sitting about doing nothing, and they were actually just up everywhere. Wherever you turn, there's a random Teletubby and stuff. And I knew at one point I would finally find a project for these, and I think this is finally time.
Oh, good Lord! What in the hell could you possibly do with three or four dozen dancing Teletubbies? You know, I say this, but suddenly I also have brilliant ideas. I mean, this would be a cheap way to have a robot army to help you take over the world. You don't have to build anything from scratch. You know, all you gotta do is collect old Teletubbies and put new chips in them. Make them evil. Or I guess I should say more evil than they already are, right? You know what I'm talking about. And this is where he starts cutting up Teletubbies and soldering them to other things. My kind of guy.
Now, after all of that, I repeated it seven times. However, annoyingly, one of them doesn't seem to work. I need to get it fixed. So the question is, are you ready for a seven Teletubby tidal wave? I think you are.
Holy crap.
I've got a button over here that's just triggering the tidal wave. Oh, so good. Oh, that's the one.
He's a genius. He's a madman.
Huh? So So that's it today regarding the Teletubby tidal wave. Pop back in about a week and a half or two, and these should be all wired up to circuits, and we should be on the home stretch trying to make it all rugged and just ready to be exhibited. So-
Oh, God. He's insane. He's a madman. If you want to see what Sam Battle is up to with all these damn dancing Teletubbies, oh my God, you need to check out his channel. You need to check out Look Mum No Computer on YouTube. What the hell is wrong with this guy? It's so funny. Oh, if I could get my hands on that many dancing Teletubbies, I might do something equally as insane, but that's just too much. And now I gotta reset my brain. I gotta clear my brain out. I need some baby metal. Shanti 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 by Baby Metal. Is that my favorite Baby Metal song? Yeah, probably. Why? Because it's, you know, Phrygian. Everybody loves Phrygian. It's one of the most popular modes in the world. I mean, come on. Well, sure, there's some of you out there who are going to say Mixolydian is the best mode, but I mean, I don't know. That's an arguable stance to take. Maybe we need to take an opinion from an expert, like maybe an engineer.
Hi, my name is Terry Shopley. I'm the engineer for Standard Golf. And recently we had a comment from one of our superintendents saying, hey, every once in a while around the course, I'll go and I'll see the agitator still up in the air. And the reason for that is when the golfers use it and they take the ball out, sometimes it stays. So we're gonna do a quick little video showing three steps on how to fix that problem. Basically, you take the screws out of the side, which I've already done. You open up the lid. As you look, the brush and cup assembly, the black canister, has four screws in the bottom. So you loosen the four screws, and then you can also notice on the black canister, there's slots. The slots are adjustable to take the tension, the drag off of the brush. So basically, you just hold it in one hand, and you turn it till basically you feel that's the proper stroke you want to get on the agitator. After that, you turn it back over, you tighten the four screws, put it back in the casting, screw it together, just check it one more time to make sure that's what you want, and you're done. So I hope that answers all your questions.
Yeah, actually it does. I was wondering what would happen if you were using a golf ball washer and the internal spiral brush kept getting stuck in the upright position. So Terry Shoppy there, he just taught us everything we need to know about how to repair our golf ball washer. Now I know a lot of you might be thinking, wait, what golf ball washer? You know what golf ball washer I'm talking about. You know, but in case you don't, if you're one of the new people and this is your first time listening to Dubious Goals Committee, it's important to keep a golf ball clean for enjoying a great round of golf.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving.
Improving play and enjoying play a great,
and enjoying
round,
a great round of golf.
Yeah.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Does it have features?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Yeah.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Tube transition!
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Prevents corrosion!
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Yes!
The carabiner hook.
Okay, that's not a carabiner and it's not a hook, so shut up.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Residue stains.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
We should order a Grand Ball Washer today. I feel like this has been very informative. I feel like I'm an educated consumer now and I know how to buy a quality golf ball washer. But the question is, how do you even use one of these things? Who knows how to use a golf ball washer? Anybody here? What about Conan? Conan Elliott, our favorite golf ball tips guy. Oh, teach us how to wash the golf ball, homie.
Hello, my name is Conan Elliott, and I'm director of instruction here at Camas Meadows Golf Club in Camas, Washington. Today we're going to talk about how to clean golf balls. The materials we need for this today is a dirty golf ball, a towel, a ball washer, and you're off and rolling. I've seen a lot of people literally spit on them, wipe them on their pants or on their towel. Yeah, your wife may not like that or your mom may not like that too much. So most golf courses do have what we call a par aid at each tee box, which is simply a ball washer. You literally take this dirty ball, just pull up on it. There's a little slot for your ball. And just pump up and down. There's brushes in there with water. And it'll scrub your ball down pretty good. When you come up, it'll pop back out. Pull your ball out. There's a towel there, usually to wipe it off with.
Usually. Unless it's been
stolen.
And
it's all nice and clean. This is Conan Elliott, and that's how to clean your golf balls.
Well, thanks, Conan. From Camas, Washington. That's not pronounced Camus. Don't be a stranger. Oh, what a brilliant segue this is going to be. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Arab on the ground. The sea is open mouth, but I hear no sound. I'm alive. Absolutely nothing. I'm alive.
My goodness, that's obviously The Cure with their hit song Killing an Arab, based on the book The Stranger by French existentialist and golf ball washer par excellence Albert Camus. See, it all fit together there. You didn't have to doubt, and I know some of you got it. I know some of you got the joke to begin with. So I don't need to explain, but what I think I do need is some more music. Yeah, and now that I have The Cure on the brain, maybe we need some more of Robert Smith and our favorite gothy boys. So how about Friday? I'm in love.
Sunday always comes too late.
what's a beautiful thing? Robert Smith. He's so wacky. Now I think we need to hear from, I don't know, maybe the Shaman Council, whose son is on, whose Robert Smith's illegitimate son with Rod Stewart is Noel Fielding, who is Tony Harrison, who's on the Shaman Council. I don't know, what does Sabu have to say?
Naboo, Randolph, Robberty Poppity, the Enigma. You have been accused of losing a pint of shaman juice.
A pint?
The most incredibly powerful liquid in the universe. How did this occur, Naboo?
What happened was this fox came in and farted and Vince lost consciousness.
A fox came in? What is this, Beatrix Potter?
Time and time again you parade in front of us with these jackanory stories. This time justice must be swift and severe.
Fortunately, Sabu, on this occasion no harm has been done. The shaman juice only becomes active under the light of a full moon, a complex process, which a civilian would have no way of knowing.
Is that why we write instructions on side of bottle?
Shut up.
Oh, dear.
Shit off! This is unbelievable!
You pair of plum preserves!
Oh, what were you playing at? These are shamanistic secrets, passed down from generation to generation.
There's a lot to remember with these spells.
Yeah.
Hold it under a full moon, put in the shadow of a virgin.
You dinlows!
I've got a bad memory anyway.
I wonder why. It's because you're always on the wacky backy.
You can talk. We've all seen you at Glastonbury with your nose burnt out from poppers.
When I go large, granted, but that's a once, maybe twice a year deal. You and that ape were on the weed every night, smoking your minds to mush.
At least I can handle my drugs.
I can handle more than you, sunshine.
We're not here to discuss who can handle the most drugs, are we?
I wonder why.
And what does that mean, Sabu?
It means that you take half a knee and you wet your little knickers. I've seen you in a field, naked, with just a sock and a whistle. You thought you were in The Shining.
I was on antibiotics for an earlier condition.
Oh, Change le disque.
What about that time you had free espressos? We found you in the corner weeping, trying to peel yourself like a satsuma.
I had an itch. I was itching my arm. I changed washing powders. It had flared up.
You used a glue gun once for some simple DIY, and you thought you saw the black dog.
I found that on the black dog.
Look, when it comes to drug taking, I think you'll find Kirk leaves us all in the dust.
Well, what is he looking at?
Nobody knows. Kirk is journeying far into the astral realm.
He's off his tits.
He's on the shores of oblivion.
And that's some place we all need to visit from time to time. The shores of oblivion. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that is, but I do know how to get there. And this is not the time. The actual time is 1929 UTC, and I should probably say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm looking forward to lunch because I've got a loaf of bread up there and some Black Forest ham, Roma tomatoes, baby Swiss cheese. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.